Crazy boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I got a question. Would the world be able to function without black inventors, without the black inventions? That's the question of the day. What would the world look like without the inventions of black in America? I don't know. I can't even picture. But would the world be able to function properly without the contributions of black inventors? I talked about if people were sincerely racist, why would they even use even what black people even invented? You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't be that hateful, but yet, or you may be ignorant to what blacks have done. It may come out of ignorance, jealousy, hatefulness, but the evidence is there. The contribution of blacks. A lot of things wouldn't even be going on right now if black people hadn't sat down with the genius of the black inventor. What would the world look like without black inventors? Man, we might be living in caves. We probably wouldn't even have a cell phone. We probably wouldn't even have the internet. We probably wouldn't be able to. NASA probably wouldn't even be around. Understand what I'm saying? And we gotta highlight this. We gotta let our community. We gotta let these young kids know that the ancestry is powerful. So they don't fall into the traps of feeling less. Understand what I'm saying. But my question of the day, could the world even function the way we know it today if it wasn't for black inventors? I already know the answer is no. We probably look like we're in the Ice Age. Come on now. Josh in the chat says, we are the greatest inventors from day one. They just whitewashed out accomplishments and gave us his story. Yeah, I mean, let's be real. Let's be real. We wouldn't even have cars. You know what I mean? That's, you know, we're heavily involved in the way that we look at automotive right now. People don't want to acknowledge that. But it doesn't matter, because if they can make you forget these people, some of these people died and were forgotten in history. Ideas stolen, died broke. Created things that changed the world, and their families didn't even get the generational wealth. So now that they have tried to hide these people, oh, look what we got. We got these companies. A lot of these companies were founded on the root of black inventors. Generational wealth was made while these inventors were X'd out of their patents and ideas and had them stolen. So let's, if we're going to talk about it, if we're going to talk about black history, let's talk about it. And I don't like what I'm seeing sometimes, because even though that they knew that this inventor had the patents, they wouldn't even finance them. They wouldn't even finance the idea. They would tie them up in court with the patents. And they didn't even have enough money to fight that. Economically drain them financially. Then once they got them in the point where they was beaten down and couldn't get it where they needed to be, then they took it and created the institutions. I understand what I'm saying. We got Al on the lines. How you doing now?
I'm doing good, and I'm going to give you one that no racist want to hear. If it wasn't for black people, y'all wouldn't know how to clean and wash your ass. Because a lot of y'all didn't know nothing about hygiene. A lot of y'all was putting too much urine and poop to where you sleep. That's why y'all kept coming down with diseases. Because, see, when y'all used to do number two, y'all used to share a rope that everybody do to clean that vanilla sugar honey iced tea box. Okay? If it wasn't for black people, y'all wouldn't know how to act. Because y'all didn't know how to act back in the day. Only thing y'all know how to do right now was be racist and do that royal disease. That's why some of y'all come out here looking like Alfalfa, also B2, Circuit 2, Alfalfa, Alien, E.T. We the ones who taught you that you shouldn't be doing that. So when you think about that, when you taking a bath and you washing yourself with your hands, get a goddamn towel and use soap. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's in the history books. They used to use spices and stuff, like back in Europe, before the Moors came and showed them how to wash up. Like, this is true. This is part of history. Understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation. And when you don't teach these young people the truth about history, then they get to fall for the history that they were sold. It's power in knowledge. Knowledge is power. But a lot of people don't want to come to grips with the true power of black. And when I started realizing that they didn't want us to know all of the things that made black people contribute to society, and they gave us books of what they wanted us to know, once I understood that, I started doing my own research after that. Sometimes sending your kid to school is as many times you're indoctrinating them into ideas that largely don't benefit them in the long run. That's why the parents, the family members, they need to teach their own. They need to hold their own history ideas in within the house. Like, you can't let somebody teach your child history. You got to sit down with your child and let them know the truth about American history. Because many times in the truth of American history, blacks were written out on purpose. On purpose. And what they gave you is what they wanted you to have. So whatever you know is what they wanted you to know. Think about it. Think about it. I even had to think about, okay, every Black History Month, they only teach you about four or five different black folks. Why do you want me to know about them? Okay. And the women at the KKK was over the education. So they said, okay, well, we'll give them these people. I understand what I'm saying. This is how sinister it got. Well, if y'all want to integrate, here you go. If y'all want to come to our schools, this is what we're going to teach. Okay. And you got what you got. That's why a lot of black people didn't really want integration. They had their own schools. They had their own hospitals. They had their own airplanes. They had their own businesses. They had their own transportation companies. They thought that Martin Luther King then was crazy. Why would I leave the cake in my community that was made with love to go into another community to eat the cake with the spit on it? Like, people didn't even want you to eat at their counter, so you waiting for a meal that probably got pubic hairs in it. You know, like, this nasty, like, spit, everything. People thought that was crazy. A lot of people wasn't riding out with that civil rights integration. They wasn't with that because they didn't want to be beaten up and go through a back door to get their food. We got thriving communities over here. Now, fast forward it to 2026, and now we can't even purchase a Coca-Cola and a bag of chips from a black man. Because we still living in integration. All right. Don't let that go over your head. If you want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. How would the world look? Would the world still look the same if you take away the contributions of black? I think many of us already know the answer. Black, white, Hispanic, everybody know. But do you know? Look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe turned pain into pleasure. The man turned a dog, dog turned a shepherd. He getting the lost ones together. Trying to tell him the truth, tell him they can do better. Blow in the streets, you better know it's for the people. Trying to take the village back from the villains. Let them know it's a sequel. That boy heart so big, he can't even fit inside a Regal. No fraud, no tricks, no deceit, no evil. Tory Lowe.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Look, we talking about black history. We talking about what they tried to keep a mystery. The black history that they tried to keep a mystery. But it's not a mystery right now because we talking about it. Matter of fact, it's cold out right now. If you are using a heating furnace, thank Alice Parker. If you staying warm right now, Alice Parker. Got the heating furnace up in 1919. If you staying warm right now, if you in your house and it's warm, you feel, ooh, you know, I'm so glad I'm feeling cozy. It's a black person. Okay. You take away that, and half of y'all got, y'all don't even know how to act when y'all get cold. We got Winky Blue on the lines. How you doing, Wink?
Hey, how you doing, big brother? I'm calling because of the simple fact. I hear you talking about history. Hold on once, brother. I'm sorry, man. This thing is. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. You're talking about black history. And I want people to understand. Let me just add something to the fact. Our history has been distorted or not told at all, and partially it's because of us, though, really. See, the white man, he got history to tell, too. See, you got to realize something. The Europeans, the Europe, when they came over here, they was fleeing Europe, okay? So they kind of created their own history here. So it's up to us to tell our history. Most of us can't go past our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers. You know, I can go to my...
And why is that?
I can't hear you.
Why we can't go back too far? Why do you think we don't know our history correctly?
Well, because we stopped telling it. We even if it seemed like an old wives' tale, I hear you talk about your grandmother,
right,
and you passing that down to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. I'm just talking about local history. I don't care about Africa and all that right now, man. I'm talking about trying to keep my
grandmother. A lot of people say we was already
baby
here.
Well, I don't. If we grab onto that argument, then we disqualify ourselves from any reparations.
But what I'm saying is, I don't care about what they're trying to get and gain from it. I'm talking about real history. Like, we talking about what was happening and what was already going on. And I know people say, if I get 10 people in the room, I'm going to get 10 different answers. But what I'm saying is, when you actually start peeling back the history, it doesn't. A lot of the slave trade ideas don't even make that much sense when you talk about the population of blacks that was actually here at the time. And they're saying that it was some people that was already here, because blacks have already conquered and explored every aspect of the world.
Tory, I'd go along with all of that stuff. But what does that have? What's the significance of it now?
It's history.
When other people come in here. Well, I want to know what the significance is, because
it's black history. That's significant.
I understand
enough.
That. I get that.
Right.
I get that part. And I'm a scholar of it.
Right.
I'm a scholar. Yeah. Hey, I'm a scholar of it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I realize is that if people can keep us stuck right there, then we gain nowhere. We get no gain.
Well, we don't get nowhere when we don't have the knowledge. Knowledge is power. So if you have a corrupt knowledge, you'll always be taken advantage of, because you have no power. Even though the knowledge you have
may be something that you're using,
if it's not accurate, it's going to flatten out at some point.
But it's them telling their history, man. We had an option. We still got an option to tell our history, to put it in books. I'm still yet to see a real black Christian movie, a real black Jesus film.
Right.
Because we don't tell our story.
We can make that movie.
Somebody's defining their history. So why?
Hold on. That was integration. So we had our own. What I'm saying is, we had our own teachings when we came. Even when we left slavery, we had towns. We built our own stuff. When you talk about integration, when you talk about Martin Luther King and that whole movement, they wanted us to go into the white education situation. That's what we are now. That's what happened now. That's what we're dealing with now.
But Brother Tory, even in our own, before, when we had our own segregated areas, we still weren't launching the history besides what Uncle John did and what so-and-so did. Now, we might say, well, we didn't have the knowledge of knowing where it was at. Listen, I got some books
mm-hmm.
that were taught that my great-grandmother and your great-grandmother mm-hmm. and all of them had to learn out of.
Yeah.
That would blow your mind. So, and guess what? The education that was in there was simply to degrade and define who we would be in the future. So when you talk, it's up to us to carry that legacy, man. And that's why I'm so much against, and I'll say this right quick and get out of here. That's why I'm so much against, what do you call that, cremation.
Mm-hmm.
Because cremation cuts your history off. I mean, once you cremate a person, they take the little urn home and put some around their neck, and he get lost or stolen, go to the pawn shop, whatever they do. Okay? The history is lost at that point. But if you bury great-grandmother or great-great-grandpa out there in, Evergreen or wherever, any place of your choice, a kid 50 years later, 100 years later, can go say, let's go see where great-grandpa is. That's history. That's your part of your legacy. Right now, I said this before, we got old men in jail right now that their family moved away. This dude's in jail, man, 80, 75, 80 years old, moved away from Mississippi, moved away from Cleveland, went out to California, and the new kids, these guys ain't had a visit since 1971. The new generation don't even know about their granddaddy. Their granddaddy's still out there in a jailhouse. Don't even get no visits, working in the jail. Been there all of his life practically. And they don't even know they got a great granddaddy living right now. That's history, man. I like the idea of the man create the light bulb and all that good stuff. But if we don't defy it or put it in our own books, who we blaming? I don't know what we blaming.
Well, I don't think it was blame. I think that the question was, where would a society be without black inventors?
Well, we would be just that far behind.
I'm just saying.
I
don't think nobody blaming nobody for nothing. I never blame nobody for anything. I just think that the real truth need to be said.
But what does that accomplish?
It accomplishes knowledge. Knowledge is always power. Hold on. That ain't my problem. My problem is to get the knowledge out, you know, to get the understanding, to provoke thought. That's my job. I can't save the world. I never tried to save the world. I tried to help the world. We just trying to help. A lot of y'all think y'all trying to save folks, and you can't save nobody. You can only help and give some good advice. That's about it. And so when you talk about what the significance is, only thing that's significant is that it happened. And now you can take what you understand that took place and go do your extra, or you don't have to. But at the end of the day, if you don't know the past, the true history, you can't move forward, you know, because you don't know what to build on. So somebody else will give you something to build on. If you're not confident in who you are and where you came from, then anybody can steer you any kind of way. Now you out here code switching and trying to be like something that you're not because you think that's the way, when you don't even know that you even created the way. Hey, if you got a mop, if you're using a mop, thank Thomas W. Stewart. He created the mop. He said, you know what? It's got to be a better way to clean this floor. You know what I mean? Everybody got a mop in their house. Thank a black person for that. We got Robert on the lines. Can we grab Robert? How you doing, Robert?
Hey, how you doing, brother? All praise be to the Most High.
Bless
and
us,
I agree with
Robert.
What you're saying. The only thing we can do, we can't live off what they didn't let us learn, because the information is still there. If we want to know where our power lies and our history, read the Apocrypha, the Jubilees, Joseph, read the Maccabees, because in those books, it tells you everything. Mm. That's why they took them out the Bible.
Right.
That's all I got to say.
It's more than 66
Amen.
Books.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's more. And those books are history, because the Bible is our history books. It's our history book. It's the black man's history book. And I hate to keep on dwelling on that, but until we wake up and come out of the valley of dry bones and read those books that were purposely took out, we're going to miss out. But you got to read those books, because when you read those books, in certain parts of those books, it's going to say, I was black and this and where we came from. That's the history. And that's why they were taken out. So until we read those books, we ain't gonna never know. And the other books that were written by the European, the white man, have that information in there. They know who we are, and they knew the history, but they made the books, though, some of those books cost $5,000 and $6,000. Why? Mm. For a reason, because we can't afford to get them. But if you go and look up Cambridge University and go back, it's gonna tell you that they took the tribe of Judah through slave trade. They know who we are. They know, and they ain't hiding it. They just made it too expensive for us to read it. Mm. That's why in slavery, they didn't want us to learn how to read. But God said in these times now, let the book be open. So the book be open now, that means the internet. You can go on the internet and get it.
And
that's
guess who helped?
Guess who helped put the internet together?
Guess who helped put the internet together? A black person.
A sister. Yes, so, we did it all. Without us, with nothing else go on in this world without us. That includes music, food. Black man created ranch dressing, and everybody love ranch.
Now everybody getting that ranch dressing.
Well, I just want to say that, brother. God bless you,
Robert.
The topic of the day, keep us woke. If you got to put two picks in their eyelids, keep us woke, brother. Bless you.
God bless you, brother Robert. I appreciate that. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to have more conversations. We're going to keep the lines open. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's like a slaughterhouse, and we need a water drought. They're trying to wipe us out.
We are here fighting for the people.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We talking black history. We talking about black inventions. What would the world be? Would the world be the same without the black inventions? Black inventors changed the world. Not just America. The world. Understand what I'm saying? And a lot of them died broke due to the fact that their ideas were not supported because they were black inventors, because they didn't get the funding. Western culture made the companies on top of these inventions, and we many times didn't get the credit. This is what makes me upset because, you know, people say, hey, what's the point? Like Winky Blue said, but I said, knowledge is power. People still ain't getting the credit to this day. There's some people right now, some black people that was in meetings. This is why I don't go to them brainstorming meetings. Because they know that you're going to tell the idea and not get the credit. This has been going on for a long time, and they still doing it to this day. They still doing it to this day. I never understood why they say, hey, look, let's have a brainstorming meeting, and these are the leadership. This is the leadership now. They supposed to, when you get elected to office, you're supposed to be the leader. You're supposed to have the plan already in action. You're supposed to be able to come up with the plan for the community that you're trying to serve. So I never understood why, okay, we're going to have these brainstorm meetings. I want the community to come in. What they're doing is they're trying to cipher the goal out the community to see who know what they're talking about so they can steal your idea and you ain't going to get the credit for it. So it's always been going on. So if you got the knowledge, you can have the power to understand that you don't have to fall for the okey-doke. Because we continue to fall for the okey-doke because we don't know the truth. If you want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. Also, I'm going to tell you, if you got an ice cream scoop, think a black man. If you scooping that ice cream right now, and then you making that root beer float, thank a black person that you got that ice cream scoop, all right? We going to head to the lines. Thomas, how you doing, Thomas?
All right. Hey, Corey, could you look up, there was a black lady, I think her name was Kizzy Corbett. She came up with the COVID-19 vaccine, I think, in 1986. Mm. Can you see if that's true? Can you look that up?
Look that up, Andrew.
Dr. Kizzy Corbett. Thanks.
Yeah, I saw a young black woman during the pandemic that they said that she helped with the vaccine. You know, I think that she was presented on the TV as somebody that was at the forefront of the COVID idea.
Yeah. Yes, sir. All right.
All right, yeah. I mean, like I said, she put, you know, helped a bunch of people put that together. So, yeah, I mean, but then now it's in question. You know, I gotta. Speaking of COVID-19, did I send you a video of them trying to question Bill Gates from the COVID-19 vaccine? The truth is coming out about the injuries of COVID. So I guess now people are starting to ask questions from the figureheads that was out here pushing it. Do we got that audio? Okay, we got that audio since Thomas brought that up, the woman that helped deal with the COVID-19. Now, these are the questions that they asking Bill Gates, who was at the forefront of pushing the shot. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got that. We got some audio and video on this. Let's listen.
Mr. Gates, given the complications that came out from the COVID vaccine, do you think that it was actually wrong to push such a thing on the world?
No answers?
Mr. Gates, can you at least accept now that it is public domain and common knowledge that the COVID vaccine was basically a failure? Can you accept that and at least apologise to the world for getting it wrong? It's okay to get things wrong if you admit you get things wrong when you are wrong. Can you do that?
They have Bill Gates' head.
The theme of the WEF this year is spirit of dialogue. Let's have a conversation, an open dialogue. Can you answer some of these questions?
Okay, he's not answering
nothing. Ignore these questions
Now he don't got nothing to say.
With the COVID vaccine.
See, this is where I say, when you talk about things, you know, that's why I keep low. I stay loaded. I didn't think I was going to have time to get to that video today, Andrew. I just sent it in because, like I said, sometimes you got to see it in real life where people are asking about the shots now. They need questions and answers. Now they're quiet. And you know when they told you to put the mask on and everything like that and give everybody 6 feet, all of that was a farce too. Like all of this stuff is becoming topics because now people are suing for vaccine injury. And now the truth is coming out. So people are confronting these people about the vaccine. And now it's crickets. They don't want to say nothing now because that time has passed. Whatever happened, happened. And now lawyers are, you know, people are filing lawsuits. So they got to be quiet now. You can't follow everything. You got to do a little research. I'm going to tell you, if you a bot, you're not going to like the Tory Lowe show. This show ain't for bots. If you bot it out, me and bots don't get along. You go on with the narratives and you're not doing that little extra to try to find out. Soon as somebody say something, that's word on the street. That's what's going on. And then all of a sudden, when they change it up, you don't even ask them for correction. You don't even go back and say, you lied to me. You keep moving forward too. You a bot. Okay, I'm going to get back on track. We talking about black inventors. Do we got the poll in the chat? What we got on the poll? What they saying in the chat?
So the question was, would the world be able to function without black inventors? 90% of the chat says no, Tory.
90%. See, we know this. 90%. Would the world be able to function without black inventors? Like, it wouldn't even be a lot of people wouldn't even have generational wealth. I can't even imagine what the world would look like without black inventions, black inventors, black creativity. It'd probably be way more savage, Andrew. It'd probably be a lot of, you know, what was that show that people feel like? The Purge. It'll be like living in wildlife. People just going around grabbing and stealing and doing whatever. It wouldn't even be organized.
Hedonistic.
Yeah, hedonistic. A lot of hedonistic. Some of y'all are already heathens. But it would be way more hedonistic, you know, if black inventors hadn't came and stabilized this place, made it easier, made it more relaxing and comfortable. But yet we got black people that's living in places that a black person invented the furnace and they freezing right now because they furnace ain't the people that's over the units, the landlords ain't keeping the furnace running. And a lot of people don't even know that the black woman invented the furnace. Understand what I'm saying? That's why I say it's better to know than not to know. Somebody said ignorance was bliss. And the person that said ignorant was bliss, I believe that's foolish. Because sometimes what you don't know will kill you. If you keep eating bad and don't think that it's bad for you, then you go to the doctor one day and they say, okay, you've been eating for 20 years the wrong way, and now you got a disease that, you know, may take your life in 2 months. Was ignorant bliss? No, it tasted good. Trust me. You know, smothered pork chops and gravy and all of the things that we love to eat, the fried foods and things like it tastes so good.
I haven't ate today, Tory. You're making me hungry.
But what I'm saying is, ignorance can cost you your life. That's why they say knowledge is power. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to have more conversation. I want to get to this. It's a couple things going on in Waukesha that I want to talk about. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. I want to head over to, I think it's Wauwatosa. It's Wauwatosa and Waukesha. It was some stuff going on in Waukesha. Drive-by shooting. Man accused of targeting his ex-girlfriend. This is crazy. Like, he had tried to pull a drive-by shooting on his ex-girlfriend. Now, a lot of y'all, when y'all hear drive-by shooting, y'all thinking it's gang-related. Y'all thinking it's, you know, somebody, you know, maybe some young person or some crazy gang person that's doing this. No, this is for love. This Waukesha guy, this man, he targeted his ex-girlfriend. If you watch this, we broadcast live. We got some video on this. I need y'all to watch this. Somebody look at this.
Yeah, Mary, court records show there were at least three people involved. Now, I kind of want to show you the window that was targeted. You can see there are still markers on that upstairs window that was actually shot up last Thursday. Investigators say one of the victims and the shooters were all in the same friend group. Now, prosecutors charged 19-year-old Caden Heffler with two counts of second-degree recklessly endangering safety. They say one of the victims is his ex-girlfriend. Police say two other suspects who have not been charged at this point were in his red truck during the drive-by. Court records say Heffler told police he was at a party in Milwaukee earlier that night. He said one of the suspects was watching one of the victim's Snapchat stories. That suspect then proposed coming to Waukesha to, quote, mess with the victims. Heffler told police he rode in the passenger seat while his friend drove all three of them to the victim's location near Wisconsin and Maple. Prosecutors say Heffler told police the driver shot a real gun into the window and he shot a BB gun. They drove back to Heffler's same red truck that was also caught on video circling the block during that shooting. The next day, police used flock cams to track Heffler's truck and arrested him. Neighbors told us what they heard during that night.
I heard the gunshots, and then I heard the acceleration of a vehicle drive away quick, and now that's twice.
It is worrisome because this is a pretty family-oriented area.
All right, well, I'll say this. Y'all think that, you know, it's just only, you know, why what y'all call YNs. Well, it's some YCs out here. They call them YCs. Use your imagination. You can crumble it up in the soup. You know any, Andrew? Hey, Andrew, you know any YCs?
I know a couple.
You know a couple YCs?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Well, this YC went after and he had a drive-by on his ex-girlfriend.
It's YC behavior, Tori.
It's YC behavior, you know. That's wild. You know, I remember when I was a kid and we would be watching TV and then it would be a drive-by in the neighborhood, and we would get down on the floor. We would get down on the floor, and then once we, you know, didn't hear the car would speed off, then we would get back up, sit on the couch, and continue to watch TV. Like, that's how used to drive-by shootings that, you know, we heard them all the time. Did nobody go outside to check and see who, if was anybody injured or anything like that? So it happens. You know, it's going on all over the place. Keep your head on a swivel, Truth Nation. Keep your head on a swivel. Also, a Wauwatosa police squad was stolen. Man was arrested after the chase, but they stole the police squad. I think that Dr. Ken was talking about this when it first happened. Sometimes on my show, I get to going on different ideas and things in the community, but I wanted to make sure I got to this story. The Wauwatosa police squad stolen. I guess he took him on a police chase. We got some video on this story as well. If you're watching as we broadcast live, let's listen.
So here's what we know, Ted and Mary. Wauwatosa police tells us that a 26-year-old man with multiple warrants led officers to not just one, but two pursuits. What we know is that he stole a marked Tosa car and struck four officers. And eventually that all ended here near San Fernando Drive and North Avenue. Now, Tosa police say this all started in the Mayfair Mall parking lot when their suspect was told by mall security to leave. When he left, he got into a white minivan and police ran his plates, finding that he was wanted for two other police pursuits and a domestic violence incident. When Tosa police attempted a traffic stop, the suspect drove off. Eventually, the officers got the suspect to get out of the van. When they say the suspect dashed to a police squad, threw it in the reverse and slammed into four officers, hurting them. Now, the man then drove off in the stolen squad into Brookfield and eventually crashed into another squad car near North Avenue in San Fernando. After the pursuit, the man ran out of the car and then was surrounded by cops and arrested.
It was hard to tell, but as soon as the two cop cars collided, it looked like it happened intentionally, which was a little confusing. But then we saw, you know, the guy who stole the cop car hop out and they started chasing him. So then it was obvious that he wasn't an actual police officer.
How do you... Okay, when they put you in the squad, they don't put you in the front, so they usually put you in the back. How was he able to steal the squad car? I still am confused on how he was able to get in the front and drive off. They don't never tell that Bernie Fife story.
Bernie Fife.
Yeah, it's Bernie Fife. Like, if you an officer, and, you know, I don't know what the story is. On how he was able to get in the front seat. But for you to not be paying attention that much for them to grab the car, I don't know how it happened. But I know that he led people on the chase. But we're hearing about the chase. We're hearing about he got the squad. But how did he do it?
And don't they got body? Where's
the body camera footage?
Ooh.
That's what I would love to see. Because, I mean, in my mind, if you're dealing with the police, only time you get around a squad is if you up against the squad getting put in handcuffs or you getting stuffed in the backseat. Something happened in between the encounter and the squad for him to be in the front driving off. Hey, I would love to maybe I have to put in an open records request to see if I could get the body cam footage. Case already resolved. They got the guy.
I have a feeling that we'd have to censor some of that audio.
We can censor it. I just want to know how he got. And then you got squad car footage. Why don't we see that?
That would be good footage, too.
It's too. I see the news article, but I don't see the squad car footage or the body cam footage of the incident. That's all I'm saying. All we know is he got the car. They went on the chase. The witnesses that observed the chase. But how did he get in that front seat? That's what I want to know. Somebody said, good luck with that, Tori. I mean, this is kind of interesting. It's all going on in Wauwatosa. A lot of action going on in Wauwatosa. Also, a Wauwatosa restaurant goes viral for a sign prohibiting customers that smell like weed. they sniffing on people right now. Like, if you go into this restaurant, they got a sign. If you smell like weed, you can't come in here. Do we got time to play this or we got to wait till we get back? Let's play this. Let's play this. If you watch this, we broadcast live. The restaurant don't want you in there if you're smelling like weed.
I always come to Golden Nest. It's one of my favorite breakfast places, actually. I've been here twice this week.
At the Mayfair Collection in Wauwatosa, the parking lot at Golden Nest Pancakes and Cafe is always packed. But now some customers feel like they're caught in the middle.
Why can't I come and have breakfast? My money's just as good as everyone else's.
It's because of this sign. Please do not enter if you smell of marijuana. Golden Nest Pancake and Cafe is a family restaurant, and this is unappealing while guests are dining.
A lot of our customers were complaining about individuals that we were allowing in the restaurant that smelled like marijuana or a skunk, actually. is how they attributed it.
Some say they feel the sign is targeted.
Basically a group of young individuals, a group of African-American individuals that you do not want visiting.
Wayne Doney, the restaurant's general manager, says that's not the case.
There's no demographics about it. I don't care if you're old, young. Doesn't matter.
Customers disagree, stating if odor was an issue, then all odors would be included.
I think marijuana was very intentional because had they just said no smelling of smoke, then maybe everyone wouldn't feel so targeted.
Others say they're worried other restaurants may follow suit.
It's disappointing because you're going to start putting that everywhere, basically, and saying that we are not allowed here. And it's Black History Month, so yeah, I'm proud to say that. Take the sign down.
All right, so are they saying that all Black people smell like weed? That's basically, like, kind of side-eyeing Black people with this. But why don't they say if you smell like smoke? Because this is people that smell like cigarettes all the time. But weed, are you saying only everybody, you know, of all races smoke weed? Let's get that out there. But is there a certain smell that come from African-Americans when they smoke weed? Is this what they saying? Because they mentioned Black History Month here and everything. Well, do Black people smell, when they smoke weed, do they smell different? I'm just saying. Wow. Let me know in the chat if it's different smells that come from Blacks when they smoke weed. When we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to have more conversations. Stay locked in.